This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Sittaford Mystery by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. Sittaford House. Major Burnaby drew on his gumboots, buttoned his overcoat collar round his neck, took from a shelf near the door a hurricane lantern, cautiously opened the front door of his little bungalow, and peered out. The scene that met his eyes was typical of the English countryside as depicted on Christmas cards and in old-fashioned melodramas. Everywhere was snow, deep drifts of it. No mere powdering an inch or two thick. Snow had fallen all over England for the last 4 days, and up here on the fringe of Dartmoor it had attained a depth of several feet. All over England, householders were groaning over burst pipes, and to have a plumber friend, or even a plumber's mate, was the most coveted of all distinctions. Up here, in the tiny village of Sittaford, at all times remote from the world, and now almost completely cut off, the rigours of winter were a very real problem. Major Burnaby, however, was a hardy soul. He snorted twice, grunted once, and marched resolutely out into the snow. His destination was not far away. A few paces along a winding